people who work with victims of domestic violence think the best way to prevent violence is by teaching youth about healthy relationships, they hope this will prevent a new generation from becoming abusers or victims. One crisis center in rural Missouri is working with kids, teaching them the signs and dangers of teen dating and sexual violence, and soon delivering the message in kids' native language, texting. Rebecca Smith from Side Effects Public Media reports from Taney County, Missouri.
That's Sunny Roberts. She's teaching sexual and dating violence prevention workshops to 7th, 8th, and 9th graders in Taney County, Missouri, leading them through an exercise that shows how difficult it can be to escape abusive relationships. Roberts herself graduated from a nearby high school.
I used to say to myself, one of these days I'm going to be in a gymnasium full of kids and talking about, you know, sexual violence and preventing this from happening.
This passion stems from her own experiences. She was raped while in high school.
I didn't tell anybody. We didn't talk about it.
It took her years to heal, and not talking about it was part of the problem.
It's so, so important that we begin to talk about this at a young age and encourage them to know that even if they are experiencing these things, they have the ability to overcome them.
Roberts launched in-school classes a year ago as part of her work with the Crisis Center of Taney County to help kids learn about abuse, how to recognize it, and where they can turn if it happens to them. Now, domestic violence is especially bad in this county of 52,000 people. There were 559 reported incidents last year alone. Becky Ramirez is the executive director of the Crisis Center. She wants to connect with young people and
meet them where they are.
So Vermeer, along with Roberts, is rolling out a new tool, a crisis text line for teens, where kids can text the center and ask about anything, relationship issues, help in a crisis, or just the local resources that are available.
If we're talking high school students, if we're talking middle school students, they don't talk anymore. They don't pick up the phone and have phone conversations.
There are some similar national services that have proven how well this method is reaching teens. One, the Crisis Text Line, has exchanged over 8 million text messages since it began in 2013. Brian Pinheiro is the chief program officer of another national service, Love is Respect. He says texting can be a better option in rural areas.
There's not always internet out there, so text messaging is the simplest way to communicate.
He adds that young people aren't any more likely to report abuse than adults, but they seem more willing to enter these conversations about, quote, healthy relationships.
Because that is a level where they can kind of start the conversation, because I don't think a lot of people know what a victim is in domestic violence or dating violence, much less I am the victim.
Vermeer thinks there are benefits to having a local service. Kids would only have to confide in one person, someone local, and that same person could connect them with help right away. Help that's basically in their backyard. So if they are having a problem,
they would have an alternative that they could reach out and receive services for that.
She says they'll tell students about the text line during Robert's classes and advertise around town, rather than expecting kids to search them out and find the service online. Sunny Roberts believes her classes are already making a difference and are helping kids to reach out more. Here are some recent student comments.
I have been sexually abused before. I feel scared because it's been terrible. I feel more comfortable talking about being sexually abused. I will use these resources and the information we have to help a family member. I feel guilty.
And she hopes the text line will give kids yet another way to reach out. I'm Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.